Just a quick update on Memorial Hospital of Texas County. As there was a special meeting yesterday at 3 o'clock, Border Control got together. And the reason for the meeting, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the management agreement with People's Choice Hospital, PCH, or Little River Healthcare Management, LLC. There was a decision made to go with Little River Healthcare Management, LLC. However, the meeting was very interesting and not something I've ever really been a part of, in that within that meeting, there had to be a emergency meeting called of the Texas County Commissioners, which two county commissioners were present, two of the three, which constitutes a forum, so you were able to pull this off. Commissioner Strain was not there. However, Dickie Bryan, who is the vice chair, I guess, has the authority to call an emergency meeting in the event that has to be done. And then Ted Keeling was there also. So you guys were able to handle some business that absolutely had to be done before the Border Control could move forward with any kind of a contract arrangement, or at least with what Little River wanted to do. So can you kind of explain how this all unfolded?
Well, we kind of had a perfect storm situation. We had a regular commissioners meeting Monday morning, and on our agenda was a discussion with and about the hospital situation and whether they needed any financial help, or if they, you know, and also discussing the possible lease of the facilities. But there were two representatives from the county hospital, the CNO and the administrative assistant were there, and we got to the point in the meeting, because the meeting was really strung out as one of the longest, the biggest agendas that I've seen since I've been commissioner. And so but we're at the end of the year, we have to approve all kinds of things. And then we had the discussion with another gentleman, and he had a pretty good talk, about 30, 45 minutes of talking that he did. But we got to the hospital question on the agenda, and we asked the ladies that were there, is there anything that you guys know that we need to talk about the hospital? And at that time, they didn't have anything to talk about. They didn't know of anything. And so they said no. And so we just passed that by. We tabled, did no action, and we tabled it till the next commissioner meeting. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't get out of meeting until right at 1 o'clock. And I guess about 1:30 or so, the Little River Healthcare Management Company got hold of Buddy Hobart and said, we have this contract that we looked at last week, that they looked at last week, and Mike Boring, the district attorney, had told them all the corrections that they needed to do in that in order to make it to where the county could actually even be involved in that. And they had made all of the corrections that were requested by Mr. Boring. And so they were wanting them to look at this contract and how we had done that. Well, also they had discovered that they were in need of the funds to be able to make payroll today or tomorrow. And in this contract that they were trying to get with Little River, there was a component of that they were going to provide $500,000 at the upfront to continue operations of the hospital. But the caveat in it was that the county had to agree that they would have available another $500,000 for them to have access to. And it was more like a line of credit. They actually will be able to pay that $500,000 back, but they needed it available so they could continue to operate the hospital, because they know the situation that the hospital's in and how far down we've gone. Well, the Board of Control of the hospital cannot dedicate county funds,
right,
without permission from the commissioners. And so we had to decide after Mike looked at the contract and said this is a doable contract, we had to decide whether or not we could do that. Well, if we'd have known earlier, we could have continued our regular session, our regular meeting over and reconvened at the hospital, but we didn't. At the time we adjourned our meeting, there was no evidence that we had a need in it. So luckily, Ted and I both were at the meeting. Well, right about that same time, PTCI lost a cell tower or something, and we couldn't call Jack. We didn't even know where he was. Right. So I'm sitting there desperately kind of to call Jack and try to get him to the meeting so that we could discuss what we needed to do. And then after much discussion with the district attorney on how we can handle this, and we said, well, we could do a special meeting on Wednesday, but the hospital is needing that money fairly rapidly so they could continue operations, and we're in fairly dire straits. And so I asked Mike, I said, so can we just call an emergency meeting? Because I said, if this is necessary for the operations of the hospital, I think we can. And this is my first time dealing with an emergency meeting, so I'm just sitting there going, I'm not sure what to do, honestly. Because, and I was relying heavily on the district attorney, right. And I'll admit that. But according to the Open Meetings Act, if you have a financial emergency, you can call it an emergency meeting. And so that is after I finally got to where I could text Jack, and he said he knew what we were doing, and he was okay with whatever we decided, whatever the district attorney determined we could do, he was okay with. So we did call an emergency meeting. I did call an emergency meeting, and we came into session, and we took a vote on to whether to be willing to provide the $500,000, have it available to Little River for operations of the hospital if needed, as needed. And then also, like I say, in the contract, it's also they can and are supposed to be able to pay that back. And so we got that finalized, and then we were able to just do that, and then that allowed the Board of Control to go ahead and have their vote on whether or not to pick up with.
Yeah, they just, in good faith, you couldn't say as county commissioners, whenever we reconvene for a meeting or a special meeting, we will. You actually had to do it before they could move ahead with their contract. The thing about this $500,000 put up by the county, though, is that not only can it be paid back, but it's also just a one-time deal. This is a multi-year contract or a multi-year agreement. The way I understand it, two years of management with the lease option at the end of it. However, if things move forward, if they progress a little more rapidly, they could actually take over lease of the hospital if they choose to do so before the two-year time period. The county is on the hook for $500,000.
But that's capped.
But it's capped, and it's only one time. So if this turns out to be a 10- or 20-year relationship, it's not every year that you guys are putting back in.
No, this is not a renewable every year. We wanted to make sure that didn't happen, and we capped it at $500,000. That's all they can ask from us, and right. That will be able to be. And their situation is, they have a maximum of two years of management. They are going to try to get all of the licensing done and be able to lease the hospital directly from. At least all the facilities from us, and actually open their own situation there.
So they've got, the way I understood this yesterday, they're going to have boots on the ground here in the next day or two, possibly a team in within the next 7 to 10 days. And then I don't know, when are they looking to kind of take over full operation of the hospital?
They will, after they have they're going to be here Thursday and meet with all the people and talk to lots of doctors and do some visiting there. And then they will have their team here next week, is my understanding. And they are going to try to be taking over as soon as possible. And from the look of their operation, when they come in, they're gonna really get after it.
Yeah, I'm assuming all the employees at the hospital are breathing a sigh of relief this morning, and not just them, but residents of Texas County as well as the county commissioners have had to deal with this now for it's been several years, but it got pretty imminent here over the past couple of weeks.
Yes, we were in dire straits. I mean, and there's no question that we were on our last legs, and this is honestly an answer to prayer as far as I can see. If it goes the way it appears to, This is a company that looks like it's very strong. They've got 179 doctors right now that they can pull from to aid them in getting things operational here at the hospital. Their plan is very strong, what I have seen. I haven't seen as much of it as I hope to, but it looks to me like it's a very strong plan on being able to get the hospital going, and they really want to do a good job here. One of them that I did talk to said that they want to have this hospital be the best hospital within 110 miles of Guymon, Oklahoma.
Yeah, and I don't think they're talking about coming in cutting a bunch of services and stuff either.
Which they're actually going to improve services.
Expanding services.
They actually intend to have, they've already contacted at least two bone doctors and orthopods, and they've talked to a couple of other doctors and trying to get them back. They intend to have three family practice doctors in place before too long. We'll see how it goes. But this is one of our best things that I've seen so far.
All right, County Commissioner Richard Bryan, appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thank you.